It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back. Season 2, Episode 16 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, converting over. Lots of little changes here right now. Still got a little bit of football to talk about with the Ashdown Panthers in the playoffs last week, but all the other teams starting off in basketball, some played more games than others, but we'll be talking about all those in just a few minutes. But also a couple other changes. We're going to be putting this out earlier than we have been.
That's right.
Yep.
I think it goes out tomorrow, which is Tuesday on the interwebs.
And it's going to be playing tonight?
I thought that it was supposed to be a show tonight, but it's a full-on game. So it'll have to play afterwards, but
okay.
It will be a little bit later than normal.
Okay. So normally it's going to be after Coach Cal.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah, which would be approximately 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so you'll get put to sleep, and then you'll get waken up by the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
That's exactly right. So anyway, Tony, just starting off a little bit, we've been talking about numbers, so 16.
Got to be Joe Montana for the best one.
Yeah.
Best baseball player, probably Whitey Ford. He was 16. Great Yankee pitcher. Bobby Hall, blast from the past as far as hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is there a close second for football?
Well, the ones I can think of are George Blanda and Jim Plunkett, and none of them are close to Joe Montana.
Yeah, yeah. So. Is it kind of like a number that people don't – like when you're that – famous as a football player, it's almost like you do you not choose that number going forward?
I'm going to say that I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I know there's got to be another quarterback that was
when 16. The 49ers handed Joe Montana 16, I'm sure that they didn't envision that he would be maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. They might have given him 12 if that had been the case.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, this is a always an interesting time when football's over and we got to transition over into basketball. And, you know, I love it. I do love listening to basketball. I think it's a very exciting, fast-paced broadcast that you guys do. And listening to the Leopards and the Panthers go at it is always a good time.
I'll tell you what, enjoy basketball. We had a couple of good ball games last week. Actually, thriller. Thursday night with the Leopards and the Outlaws, so anxious to get it started.
Yeah,
it's been really fun so far, and I think it's going to be a great basketball season. One speaking of basketball, one person I want to add to that number 16, Bob Lanier.
Bob Lanier.
Yeah, great basketball player.
Okay,
but we're going to get start off with football, though.
Oh, okay.
I think. Do you want to do that?
I'm down for anything.
Well, if we do that, let's talk to Jim Cross. Jim, good to hear from you this week.
Hey, good to hear you guys.
Made the long trip to Highland. Look, just before we start talking about football, any good food on the way up there or back?
Yeah, we did. We did eat at Dave's Burgers. So that was okay. I got the hot fries and a little bacon burger. So, we ate some pretty good grub on the way up.
Well, good. Good deal. Well, tell us about the game.
I tell you what, if you'd have told me up front that we would not give up a defensive touchdown, I'd have felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
And defensively, we played really well, tackled well. But offensively, we just could not move their two big tackles inside. They were very impressive. And we just, like I say, we scored one touchdown, but we gave up a block punt for a touchdown and then a safety for their 10 points. And so the defense shut them out. But offensively, like at halftime, for example, we had the ball 16 plays and they had it 41.
Wow.
And we just could not about the only thing we could throw was a screen pass because Riley Williamson got hit early, hit hard, and hit often. And, I mean, we had – I bet you we had at least 10 tackles for losses against us. I mean, we just could not handle those two big guys up front. And you know, I kept thinking, okay, all we need is a big play, big play, big play, and because we had the superior speed, but boy, we just could not handle those two tackles, and that was kind of the difference in the ball game.
Wow.
Well, 10-7 final score, and Ashdown finishes the season 5-6. But you know, looking at it now in hindsight, probably just about what we thought would happen. As for overall, I don't think you lost any games you thought you'd win, and I don't really think you won any you thought you'd lose either. Did you?
Well, the only game that I would say that we won that I thought we could have lost was Bauxite. And we played about as well as we could play against Bauxite, and hit them early, got ahead. But you're exactly right. I mean, we're not going to beat Little Rock Mills with one of our better teams. Mm-hmm. And Arkadelphia and Malvern are very, very solid. And, Nashville's got a pretty good club as well. So, yeah, you're right. And Ida Bell is really, really good. So the teams we lost to are, really fantastic teams. And but with all the adversity we had, people transferring, quitting, new first-year coach, only have 26 players, to win four games in the conference, I thought said a lot about the coaches and a lot about the senior leadership.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, do you think Highland will advance any farther than this weekend, or are they going to be one win and done?
Well, I don't want to speak negative to about them, but my personal opinion is they have no shot against Malvern.
Yeah, that's the. I noticed. I knew they played Malvern. I just, and now you've seen both teams, so.
And the reason I say that, fellas, nothing against them, but they don't have the speed, and they have enough up front, I think, at least to. I'm not saying they're going to handle those two defensive tackles, but they'll at least be able to slow them down. And I think there'll just be some plays that they'll make that like I said, like Sheldon on a punt return. I mean, if he got the ball in his hands, they could not tackle him in the open field. Yeah. It's just we just couldn't get to that point very often. And so, yeah, I think Malvern will handle him by a couple touchdowns anyway.
I would agree with that. I'm not going to argue with anybody if you tell me Malvern's going to win. So I think they're a pretty good team. I look for them to go pretty deep in the playoffs. Well, that kind of wraps it up for football, Jim, except we got one more thing to do. Who's your Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week?
Well, that's a good question. Hayden Ziegler played fantastic on defense. And then Sheldon Thompson on defense had a interception and ran the ball hard. So that's a tough one. Those two guys are seniors. Those are our two best players all year long with the consistency. You could all 11 games, those guys played well. So I tell you guys, I don't know. I flip a coin.
Well, I'll let you flip that coin, Jim.
I tell you what.
Or we can make co-players. How's that?
How about co-players? That'd be great because those two guys were the guys we depended on all year. They didn't have a bad game any of the 11 games. They were our guys, and they were seniors, and that's who we depended on. And Sheldon's playing both ways and returning kicks and punts. And then Hayden seemingly – he had at least 15 tackles the other night. So both those guys,
so the
fantastic seasons.
Yeah. So the Domtar Ashdown Panther Players of the Week is going to be Hayden Ziegler and Sheldon Thompson, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. We got that. Well, so, Jim, tell us a little bit about basketball before we let you go.
Well, I talked to Antonio McDuffie the other day at school, and he's real excited about it. And we've got him and R.J. Forbes, who had a good season last year. They'll be our two guards. And Tegan Gillum will be our power forward. And I'm assuming Darius Norman will play as well. Bryson French, football player, he'll play as well. In some ways, fellas, it's going to be a lot like football. We just don't have much depth. And hopefully, last year we only had like 9 guys play. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping we can at least get 12, 15 guys. I think Frederick Hunter will play. And, he'll give us some size down low. But we don't really have a big guy per se. And I think we'll do better than we did last year. because Antonio McDuffie will certainly help. But then secondly, we're not playing, we're not playing you guys in Camden Fairview and Magnolia and Hope and all those guys. I think we have a, at least athletically, we'll have a chance to win a few ball games. I would think. I would think hopefully we'll be middle of the road in the conference and maybe get that four seed and hopefully go to the regionals. I think that's a realistic goal for the team.
Sounds good. What about the girls?
Well, the girls should be pretty solid. They've got some seniors, Caitlin Jones, LaKenya Williams, Zamira Roan. They've started and played for 3 years now. So, but it's kind of similar to the guys. We don't have any size. But those three girls can play, and they're fast, can shoot the three, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we should be okay until we face a team, you know, that has the 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot post player, because we don't have anybody to answer that. But we do have experience, and we do have guard play, and guard play can take you a long way. So I would expect the girls to be in the top half of the conference, and typically. Falk has a good girls team, so we'll see how we match up against them. But I would think that realistically, maybe second, third seed is in the conference is something that would be a great goal for the girls as well.
Well, and do you know when do they start playing, Jim?
The girls play Thursday. The boys, I'm not sure. And talking to Coach Smith yesterday, it's going to kind of wait and see. Looks like I'm just kind of guessing. By looking at the schedule, probably the boys would play, would be their first game would be Monday, December the 2nd. I think that's a realistic shot because you got to give those football players a couple of weeks to kind of get their legs underneath them. But they play December 2nd. So that's kind of that's when I turned in my schedule to Mr. Bunyard today. I circled that as the first game I could do. And that'd be realistically, I think, the first game that the boys and the girls would play together.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So football's over. Ashdown finishes 5-6. The Domtar Ashdown Panther Players of the Week, Hayden Ziegler and Sheldon Thompson. And basketball's getting started this week for the girls and probably December the 2nd for the boys. And look forward to that, Jim. And anything else you got for us before we let you go?
Well, I want to say once again, the football guys, I don't think I've ever been as proud of a group, what they've overcome, and to make it to the playoffs, win five games. And, you guys have been there on the other side of the fence. When you got 26 guys and you're playing teams with 50 and 60, that's pretty tough.
Absolutely.
And then we lost some guys. Of course, everybody loses guys with injuries, but when you only have 32 to begin with, and because we lost Avery Buster, our starting center, senior, Coy Williams, our starting outside linebacker, senior, Eli Wrinkle, our starting receiver, senior. All three of those seniors didn't play the last two games on top of all the other guys that did their thing. So to have that, and the reason I mentioned those three guys were hurt, and they made the trip to Highland, and I think that says a lot about their character and how much they love with the team. You could have easily said, hey, I got a broken leg. I'm not traveling with the team to Highland. But all three of those guys were there cheering their team on. And that just says a lot about the program and a lot about what Coach McCaslin's doing and a lot about the seniors.
When I think of the 2024 Panthers, I'm going to think of a team who could have let go of the rope and didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Had all kinds of adversity this year and overcame all that adversity and got to the playoffs.
Yeah. I told the guys the other day, I visit with them on Thursday mornings and feed them breakfast and things, and I told them, you guys are the kind of guys that people will hire for jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are the kind of young men you can count on. And like I say, you're exactly right. They could let the rope go. I mean, after the Ida Bell game, they could have said, hey, I've had enough of this. And, guys quitting and stuff. And so for these guys to stay, I think they'll look back and they'll be very proud of what they accomplished.
I agree.
Well, we appreciate you, Jim, so much, and you helping us out and what you do for Panther Athletics all year long. We look forward to talking to you soon. Hope you have a great week.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Big thanks to Jim Cross for calling in and filling us in on the end of the Ashdown Panthers football season. Ashdown is also a place where you can find the best veterinary services here in Southwest Arkansas at Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Call today and schedule your appointment. And, man, just join the thousands of people that go in there probably on a yearly basis to have routine checkups, tick and flea when it comes to that time, new heartworm medication for your new puppies or cats, neutering and spaying, and all of the routine and not routine services that you've come to expect from a high quality veterinary service.
They do it all. And you know, if you're in DeQuoin, you just go to 1690 Highway 70 West, or you can call 870-642-VETS, which is 8387.
That's right.
And you get the DeQuoin Animal Hospital there. And just as in Ashdown, they are great with large animals, small animals, mm-hmm.
All animals.
You know, they perform all the things you talked about. They've got all the medications you need for all the different things, flea and tick, heartworm, you know, and if you've got a sick animal, they're just great to take care of them.
That's right. A great rating on Policy Advisor. See what they did there?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a website that kind of sources the best veterinary services in your area, and great rating on there as well. So 5 stars on both Ashdown Veterinary Clinic's Google Services reviews and DeQuoin Animal Hospital Google reviews. So a great place to take your pets. And come on, everybody knows you want to be comfortable taking them to a place and feeling good about that. And the people over at Ashdown Veterinary Clinic and DeQuoin Animal Hospital make you feel real good when you're taking your pets over to them.
Yeah, and Kenny and Jennifer, great sponsors of all things in the community, but especially high school athletics.
Yep.
We appreciate them so much for being a sponsor on this show. And now we're going to talk about the DeQuoin Leopards, who have started the basketball season. Tony, girls, good start.
Absolutely. Traveled to 6A Sheridan. We got to make the trip and beat the Lady Jackets 57-37 in a game where we didn't particularly think they played very well. They beat a 6A school by 20 points.
Yeah. I don't think that was their best effort, at least offensively. Do
right.
you?
No, I do not.
I think that's the thing about the Lady Leopards that we're going to find this year is even when they're not on top of their game, they can still dominate an employment. Well,
there's going to be nights they're clicking on all cylinders, and somebody's going to be in the way, and it'll be like sitting on the tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, because defensively, they don't let up. It doesn't matter what they're doing offensively.
No, it doesn't.
And that's what we've seen in the first two games so far. First game they beat Sheridan 57-37. The only disappointment in all that was Tony and I didn't get to eat at the Lady Bird Cafe.
Yeah,
it was closed. Yeah, that's right. But
closed Tuesdays if you're ever in Sheridan.
Yeah, if you're ever in Sheridan, you want to eat at the Lady Bird Cafe, don't go on Tuesday. Why they're closed on Tuesdays, I don't know. I mean, they're open every other day.
Yeah.
But Hardee's wasn't bad, was it?
No.
I like Hardee's.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We don't get a chance to eat at Hardee's very often. Yeah. At least I don't, because my wife doesn't like it.
Yeah. So it's not Carl's Jr. down here? I thought it was.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I've never seen a Carl's Jr.
Me either.
Except in California, I have to
say. Ah, okay.
But anyway, good trip to Sheridan and back. And then Thursday night, I played the benefit game with the Lady Outlaws. And, man, I'm going to tell you, the final score of that game, 77-49, not indicative of at all of how that game may have been the most intense game I've seen in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lady Outlaws stayed close for a while, but at the end the Leopards just too much.
Yeah.
And pulled away big at the end. But you're right, 77-49 doesn't describe the game.
Mm. No. It was just a great effort by both teams. I think, you know, Tony mentioned this on the air, I think you mentioned it on the air, but we could hear people behind us from the Dirks, and they were talking to one of the girls and said, you won't play another team like that.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's probably true.
Yeah.
I look for great things from the Lady Outlaws. Mm-hmm. They really played well. Started 2 ninth graders.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they play this weekend in the Dirks Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, our girls, You know, the thing about our girls team is, and this was true for both games, a little less on the Dirks game, but we've got four or five kids that can score. Mm-hmm. And they all score, you know, from 10 to 20 points, you know. And so, just a good start for the girls. Boys, Tony Hatt, they just played one game against the Dirks Outlaws, and a really close game there.
48-46, it came down to the wire. Thought we were going to pull it out when the big guy for the Outlaws, Landon Young, fouled out. But Jordan Hill willed him to victory is the only thing I can tell you. And the Outlaws come away to Thursday night, with the split.
Dang.
Yeah.
That fourth quarter, more important than anything, right? Yeah. In basketball, fourth period.
Yeah, they really – I mean, again, another game that was really intense, mm-hmm. really close. And you know, for an early game – pretty well played.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty
so
clean. I mean, you know, the Leopards got in foul trouble, and they're going to have to do a better job of not getting those cheap fouls.
And you know, Logan Lindley was you know, you got a couple guys with three fouls, and then you reach or mm-hmm. or you commit a foul 50 feet from the basket, and you could tell it was driving him nuts.
Yeah.
And that's just things you can't do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And one of the things about the Leopards is as we talk about this, you know, and Coach Lindley asked us about it, you know, their shooting was not what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to improve that as the season goes on. And as they do that, they're going to get a lot better. Tony, who do you think the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week is this week?
Shaylin Lyle scored 35 points in the two Lady Leopard wins, and we're going to go with her. Welcome to the Queen, Shaylin. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, we are.
You think there'll be games where they have to split the?
I'm going to tell you what; those girls are going to make it hard on Greg. And
yeah, they really are. I mean, I'm telling you, those two girls, they cross half court, they can shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a threat to shoot.
Yeah. Well, they're competitive on the court. I wonder how competitive they are at home. Like, that's two in a row for me, Southwest Arkansas Sports Bay.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are. But great girls just signed with Arkansas Tech mm-hmm. to play ball next year. And
Arkansas Tech's getting some good ones, man.
Yeah, they really are.
Can you guys think of any historical twins on the same team in just sports in general?
Man,
no.
Not
LeBron
right off
and his
the bat.
Son, that's about the closest.
They're not on the same team. Oh, Bronny went
Dan
down
DeVito
to the D-League.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure there have been some on some high school teams.
Sure, sure.
But going to college and mm-hmm. playing together, something's kind of unusual. Mm-hmm. Now, the Razorback basketball team had two. The Mitchell boys.
Oh, is that right?
They played 1 year together, and then that one of them left, and the other one stayed.
Mm-hmm.
They had twins there for 1 year. What do we got looking forward to for this week?
Well, this Tuesday, it's the Horatio Lions coming to the Coliseum, and those games are going to be our DeQueen Motorsports games of the week because we remember that the atmosphere for football, it was crazy. It'll be crazy at the Coliseum. Tuesday night as well. The boys will play Akron in the Dirks Classic on Thursday in England on Friday. The girls will play Lakeside on Thursday at Lakeside in Lafayette County on Friday. So we're hoping for a good week for Leopard basketball.
Yeah.
All right. And you know, speaking of Horatio,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about Horatio basketball a little bit.
Tough week for the boys. Lost to Causatot River 54-14. And lost to Eagletown 57-32. Daniel Gideon had 13 points and 13 rebounds in that game. Of course, they play our Leopards on Tuesday, and then they play Genoa on Thursday. The girls, however, start 2-0, and you wouldn't expect any less from the Horatio girls. They beat Causatot River 62-27 and beat Eagletown 59-28, and they have the same two matchups. They play us Tuesday at the Coliseum and Genoa on Thursday.
And, you know, just a couple of little things to talk about. You know, the Horatio's boys coach left, and Coach the athletic director, Coach Sprick, is actually coaching the boys' team
right
now. Blake Alexander came down from Cossatot River and is coaching the girls' team now.
Right.
So just a little moving around in our area, but, you know.
A lot of that going around.
Yeah. Yeah, there sure is. There sure is. But, well, what about Horatio State Bank line player of the week this week?
Well, we're going to go with Bella Baker. Bella had 34 points in the two line wins, and we're going to go with her for our Horatio State line player of the week.
All right, Bella Baker, the Horatio State line, Horatio State Bank line
yes
player of the week, and a well-deserved honor for her. And now we're going to move on to
UA Cossatot.
That's right.
That's where we're moving on to. Not just their athletics department, but the entire college as a whole. www.cccua.edu. But Colts fans can go to uacossatotcolts.com, which is an excellent website for all of their athletics, including basketball, soccer, and shooting sports. And then when you go to cccua.edu, you can find all of UA Cossatot's programs of study, their state scholarships and grants for study, all of their employer resources and information on their facility rentals as well. Facility rentals, something that we don't normally talk about. UA Cossatot has selected facilities on each campus available for students and staff and community groups with the purpose to promote educational processes. Excuse me, just so bewildered by all the education going on. Reservation requests and inquiries may be made to contact the facility reservations office at 870-584-1462 or email reservations at cccua.edu. What you got on them Colts?
Well, what I got on the Colts is if you're looking at this week, they got three games at home in the historic Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium over in Locksburg. And, you know, the one of them is going to be played before this airs.
Yes.
But they're going to be playing Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd. They're going to be playing the Arkansas-Texas Challenge Classic. They'll be playing Dallas College Richland Friday night at 7 p.m. And then they're going to play Dallas College Mountain View at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So go out and support the Colts, you know, and go over to just seeing the historic Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium is really a neat thing to do.
Under the guide of Coach Stan Asumnu, UA Cossatot is a Division II National Junior College Athletic Association member. That's NJCAA. The Colts play, and of course, as Greg mentioned, the restored 1950s historic UA Cossatot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg. Should be a great way or a great time to go see him. And there's a few ways you can support the Colts. You go and see him live. You give some hits on that great website, uacossatotcolts.com. And if you are so inclined, you can donate straight to the UA Cossatot Athletics Department at cccua.edu. You can actually divert any of your funds to the specific department in which you'd like to donate money to. So very, very cool. A lot of good ways you can support the Colts and follow them on their social medias as well.
Yep, you're exactly right. I don't know. I can't add anything to that.
That's
you did
right
such an excellent job.
Our newest sponsor. I'm very excited for them. UA Cossatot. Go Colts. That's what we say. What's next?
What's next are the Foreman Gators. And the Foreman Gators have started basketball also. And, you know, we Tony, I think you've got the scores there.
Sounds like they lost a heartbreaker to Parker's Chapel, 40-39. Rylan Johnson had 11 in that game. And then lost to Taylor, 60-51. Lane Shirtliff, I hope I'm saying that right, and I apologize, Lane, if I didn't. He had 13 in that game, so the Foreman boys have started 0-2. We just talked to Jim Cross, and he said Ashdown boys would not be starting basketball to December 2nd, so this game that's scheduled with Ashdown next week has probably been canceled. We know they play umpire, though, on Tuesday. The Foreman girls also start 0-2. They lose to Parker's Chapel 59-20 and lose to Taylor 55-17, but Mallory Abercrombie has 14 points and 4-for-7 from three-point range. Callie Kopp had 4 blocks, so they're getting some good individual performances. They play umpire on Tuesday, and I'm going to assume that game that's scheduled with Ashdown Friday is going to be played Thursday, since Jim said Ashdown's girls would play Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's just That's me supposing.
Yeah. But yeah, they'll probably play. You know, and there's always they can play the girls' game without the boys' game, right?
So that's right.
That's probably what they'll do.
Thanksgiving can really throw a wrench in high school sports, can it?
Yeah, it does put a little deferment to some of it for like a couple of days.
Our Lady Leopards deferment. Are having deferment.
Did y'all have a bet that he couldn't get that in the podcast somewhere?
All right, I'll pay up. The Lady Leopards are playing three times this week, correct?
Correct.
So, you know.
And they're playing once next week.
Once next week. So that's four games in less than 7 days, really.
True.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. They're in shape, man.
Yeah, they are.
It's not like me and you and Greg playing.
No. No. We'll get to that when we talk about the boxing match.
Horatio State Gator Player of the Week is going to be Mallory Abercrombie with her 14 points and hot 3-point shooting. So congratulations to Mallory.
Nice.
Okay. So
we move on to
the Dirks Outlaws.
The Dirks Outlaws.
And our good friend and buddy Jeff Tuttle under the weather this morning, if you're wondering where all the smart remarks are. We're going to have to muddle on without him, Greg. Unfortunately for us, the Outlaws only played one game last week, boys and girls, and we got to watch them both at the Coliseum. The girls' game, they lost to DeQueen 77-49, and in the boys' game, the boys won 48-46. And a great atmosphere. Coliseum was nearly full, and it's just like we say, Greg, play local teams. Play local teams as much as the AAA will let you.
Yeah.
Play local teams.
Yeah, I think we just love that atmosphere.
Mm. Yep.
And you know, they're great games, and there's something, you know, a little back and forth goes on. You know, that's really cool.
Yeah, so. It sure is. Our Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. We could have went a couple of different directions with this. As we talked about when we talked about the Leopards, Jordan Hill, he willed the Outlaws to victory in the fourth quarter of that game with the Leopards. I was really impressed with the young man before that basketball game started. I'm more impressed now. But we're going to go with Landon Young. Landon Young started out hot. He was the big man for the Outlaws. And when he fouled out, I really thought the Outlaws were in big trouble. They were able to overcome that. But we're going to go with Landon Young. He had 9 points and a boatload of rebounds against the Leopards.
Mm. And that Landon Young, the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. And you got the games for this week, Tony?
Well, I know that they are – I'm going to have to look at my phone.
Well, I can tell you real quickly. I know they're going – they're playing at Hector tonight.
Right.
And they're going to spend the night up there somewhere. All four teams are playing. Mm. And they're going to spend the night up there, and then they're going to play at Perryville tomorrow night.
Where's right. Hector?
It's up north. It's around Russellville.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So they're doing that, and then they're going to play in the
– in the Classic.
In the Helms Dirks Outlaw Classic. And I don't know who they're playing in or when they're
right
playing.
Here.
Okay.
Looks like the boys on Tuesday – excuse me, Thursday, are going to be playing Nevada County, and the girls are going to be playing Conway Christian. They'll come back on Friday, and the boys will play Akron. On Saturday, the girls will play Wachita, and the boys will play Umpire. So they've got to talk about the boys may have five games.
Wow.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah.
So good thing they only played one last week, and they'll be well rested.
Maybe I never pay attention, but I always feel like the girls and the boys play the same teams, and this time it's swip swapping.
When it gets to conference, that's the way it'll be. But here,
I see.
But here in the pre-conference season, they play a lot on their own. When you play in these classics, when girls may play one team, boys may play another, tournaments, things like that. But you're right. When it gets to conference, it's usually Tuesday, Friday, and it's usually the same teams.
Got you.
Yeah, we'll get there. That'll be about the first of the year, though, when that happens.
Yeah.
So we got to get through a couple of holidays and all the holiday tournaments and all that stuff. So to get there. But Dirk's Outlaws, busy week this week, going on a road trip for the first
maybe they
part
get
of
some
the
travel
week.
Advice from Jim Cross.
Yeah, they maybe they need a travel advisor there for that. They got to have a special person in their athletic department just to make all the reservations and stuff that they're going to need for all that. But good luck to them as they play Hector and Perryville early in the week, and then they play home at their Dirk's in their own classic. So that pretty much sums it up, and congratulations to the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
Landon Young. And we want to give a big shout out and thanks and get well to King Tut, because long time ago, historically, when the Pharaoh got sick, that was a bad omen.
Yeah. Well, right. It is raining today.
It is raining today. But if you're feeling sick, you can go to Dr. Randy Walker, a family practice and allergy clinic here in Dequeen. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mon. And then they accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid, all the services that you know and come to expect. And they also have their clinic out in Dirk's, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., ever expanding, getting more and more going on over there. Walker Pediatrics here in Dequeen, which I'm very thankful for. Dr. Nick
Matthews
is a fantastic guy, really good with the kids, and I'd say even better with the parents.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he just makes me feel good about whatever's going on, and he's solved two issues now for me that were very important for my son. So they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, of course, they have their clinic coming soon to Foreman. So I cannot wait to be able to bring you guys some more information on that. What you got, Greg?
What do I got? I've got JW's trash service and dumpster service.
He's hustling.
You call? We haul. He's serving Sevier County and surrounding areas, both trash pickup and dumpster rentals. So if you need either of that, call him, 870-784-2700. I'm sure there's nothing he won't pick up or bring to you, so absolutely, you can put it in there and he'll get it taken care of. Yeah. I also have Ayers Cleaners located at 621 West Gilson Avenue in Dequeen, 870-584-7128. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 12. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. I mean, they do all different kinds of things. Last spring, we talked about them pressing the caps and not the caps, just the gowns.
Yeah, yeah.
For graduation, for free.
Yeah,
as long as you got them in there, and you know, just doing all kinds of community things. But I know we talk about this all the time, but I'm still so impressed with this wash dry fold for $1.99 a pound.
And this economy.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can't take advantage of that.
How much would you gladly pay someone to wash a pound of your clothing? I'm going $5.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm about
$5.
$5.
Yeah.
$1.99?
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't hear us talk about it. They're going to raise the price.
Yeah, they may raise the price. But
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but I mean, and they clean all kinds of things, not just clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Blankets, comforters, curtains.
Yeah.
Rugs, sheets, tablecloths.
Yeah.
Valances.
Grandma's quilt.
Yep. Quilts, pillows, doilies, anything.
Yeah, anything.
They'll clean it.
Ayers Cleaners.
Yeah, Ayers Cleaners located at 621 West Gilson Avenue. Take your dirty clothes down there today.
That's right. And one more thing about JW's dumpster service. I feel like a good slogan would be, if it's not precious to you, precious will haul it off.
There you go.
Or something. Ooh. We'll come up with something variation.
It's very good.
Yeah.
When Greg said... What's his saying right now? His
you call, we haul.
Yeah, there was a Chinese restaurant in West Virginia that was you ring, we bring.
I love that.
Speaking of food.
Yep, yeah. Simple Simon's Pizza, 870-642-4103. Across from Walmart, dine-in, carry-out, delivery. Of course, everybody knows about their pizza buffet and salad bar. Excellent. I notice something different every time I get this and look at the menu. And what is your favorite specialty pizza, guys?
Oh, man. The pepperoni lovers.
With the pepperoni pounder.
Yeah, the pepperoni
pounder.
Very
underrated. You know, yes. I'm usually a multi-topping pizza guy, but we got one of those pepperoni pounders one night at I think before a man up or something we were doing at church. And it was awesome.
You can't see the cheese.
No. No. There's double the amount of pepperoni and, yeah, and extra mozzarella cheese. And pepperoni I would also pounder. Recommend the buffalo chicken. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big buffalo guy, but I'm going to tell you, I like the salads.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent. I like the wings.
Yeah,
they're excellent. The wings are great.
Good wings.
But you know, and one of the things I like are the calzones.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really, really good.
Yep.
And their sandwiches are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The big thing that I used to get there before I was a family man, because it wouldn't fly now, is honestly, I love their breadsticks because they come like a big pizza, yeah, you know, and they're, yeah, just cut like that. I used to just get that because it's like $5-6 for the breadsticks, and I would just pick those up all good.
You know my biggest problem with the breadsticks? I always run out of marinara.
Yeah, me too. You got to go double marinara.
Yeah, you got to double
marinara. And then even then.
Yeah, then it's
even
hard.
Then.
Yeah.
I do want to quickly take a second to talk about Leopard Care Clinic, of course, your on-campus full-service medical clinic, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Healthy students or better learners, of course. And then the last thing I want to mention very quickly, this is important, is the Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. Donate your deer. Help those in need. One club who donates is going to get a drawing for $1,000. Helping feed hungry Arkansans. Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. This is going on till December 31st. And this is in conjunction with Prime Country Meats, where you can drop it off, and Dr. Randy Walker, who's putting up the $1,000.
Our Queen Church of Christ Food Pantry has already been the beneficiary of
nice.
That. So a great, great thing, great idea.
I don't know if you guys have sampled it. It's really, really good. We have the Ronnie Ritter come in, and he gives us that. I did not take any from any.
No, but you know what he's doing, all this here is going to be used locally. Ronnie Ritter won't get any of this.
No.
This is all going to be divvied out around here.
I got you.
Yeah, okay, it's not, you know, well, it's kind of the same thing,
sure,
but it's a little bit different in the fact that what they're doing there between Dr. Walker's office and Prime Country Meats is they're doing this, and they're going to hand out all this. It's all going to be divvied out locally.
That's awesome. Again, Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs from October 1st. It started to December 31st. Donate your deer to be processed at Prime Country Meats. You get a ticket per deer donated, and they'll draw for that $1,000, which is amazing. Fantastic.
Let's go out this afternoon and see if we can get a couple.
All right.
You want to
I have to get my hunter's ed first.
Oh, nah.
Nah?
Nah, right. Not if you're with me.
True enough. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hunting with my grandpa.
That was mean. They may go for that.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Hey, we still got some basketball
to
talk about, man.
Let's move on.
Let's go on. Let's talk about Cossatot River.
Cossatot River right now sits at 3-3. They get off to a quick start. Now, they'll soon quit getting off to quick starts because they're going to have a football program, which we're really excited about. But they get off to a quick start in basketball because they can start a little earlier than everybody else. Wins versus Wachita, Caddo, and Horatio, losses to Caddo. So they played Caddo twice, Akron and Waldron. So they're sitting at 3-3. The Lady Eagles, 0-7, two losses to Caddo, Wachita, Horatio, Akron, Waldron. And then when we talked about before, the girls sometimes play games the boys don't play. They have a game with Mena in there as well. You know, Cossatot girls, Greg, traditionally very good, and I can't imagine them staying down for long.
No. No, I can't imagine that either. But, you know, looking at Caddo, I mean, excuse me, Cossatot River, the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week is going to be
Dustin Loving, 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. I remember Dustin from our game.
Dylan,
excuse me. Yeah. Yes, Dylan, you're correct.
We know a Dustin Loving, but I don't think he could score 30 points.
I think I did that last year, too. I don't think he could either. I remember Dylan from last year.
Yes.
Good basketball player.
Yeah, he really is. 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. Great week for him, and congratulations to him for being the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week. Anything else on them, Tony?
Nope, I think we covered it.
All right, so we got a couple of other things to cover, and then we're going to move on to the important stuff that we want to talk about. We got the Toe Thumper Lures Boys Player of the Week.
And it's appropriate that it's going to be Dylan Loving.
All right.
Of the Causatot River Eagles. Again, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists.
Nice.
And the Horatio State Bank Girls Player of the Week.
Going to be Bella Baker from the Horatio Lady Lions. She had a big week, 34 points last week.
Okay, and one more thing. Atta Rose Designs, Southwest Arkansas sports page on the air, player of the area.
We're going to stay with Bella Baker from the Horatio Lions as a big week. Can't wait to see her play tomorrow night against the Leopards.
Reminder, let's make sure we take care of her tomorrow.
Yeah, we get yeah. Bella, remind us that we owe you a T-shirt tomorrow.
That's right. Stays in. This stays in the podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make sure we get her a T-shirt. Yeah,
remind me.
Yeah. Well, I'll forget.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we give these shirts out to players every week, and the logistics.
There you go. Nailed it.
Of getting it to them is sometimes a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
And so we do use various things, call in favors. I've done all kinds of things. I mean, you know.
Bring them to nursing homes.
We may or may not use a nursing home to get.
Oh, that's happening.
Smuggling shirts out of a nursing home.
I got somebody to haul one for
me. We may or may not use Greg's mother-in-law.
Yeah. whatever works, man.
That's right.
Whatever works. We got to get them to them. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's true. Yeah. But anyway, Bella, we'll get your shirt to you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So
one way or another.
Yeah, we will do that. But that pretty much wraps it up for the high school sports for the week. But a couple other things I just want to mention really quickly. The Cowboys haven't lost yet this week.
Nice.
I just want to bring that out before Tony starts talking about it. Yeah. So they're doing well.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, from what I hear, they're actually playing Monday Night Football this week, which will be after we air. But so you'll know this. But Jerry Jones is going to be the starting quarterback this week for the – man, they're just off the cliff, man.
They are off the rails, and I can't see it getting any better this season.
I'm gonna tell you, I watched the Texans play last week, and they're gonna roll all over them. It looks like to me, but you know that's the thing about the Cowboys. You never know what's gonna happen.
No,
but
I think mostly you do.
Yeah, pretty much this year.
I don't even pay attention. I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying that Greg's going to be sad. That's what's going to happen.
You know, if I got sad about sports, I'd be sad all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm over that.
I think next year I'm going to really get in on this and just go with the team that wins a lot. I think I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. See, of course, my other bandwagon team lost last night.
Oh, no.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but there's their first loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. You've been a big fan of them for years.
Ever since Taylor
Swift. For months.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ever since Taylor Swift showed up, I've been a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I enjoy watching them play.
Was that you getting your phone smacked out of your hand? Was that you?
No.
Okay.
No, I would never say that. I'm not that stupid. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, Steelers finally started playing in their division.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first game in their division. Beat the Ravens. A great football game. Mm. A typical AFC North football game, I never can remember his name, the quarterback for the Ravens.
Oh, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson choked, you know, as he does every time.
Yeah.
Doesn't he, Tony?
The Steelers have beat the Ravens 8 out of the last 9 times. But you get on ESPN this morning, and I guarantee you, they're talking about the Ravens are still better than the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay, well, we'll just keep beating you.
This is like a rap 18. Battle they can't win.
Steelers 18, Ravens 16. It was a great football game. As in those 8 out of 9 wins for the Steelers, they've all been one-point games or one-possession games.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's the definition of choking.
They are mirror images of each other, really.
Yeah. Wow.
They both play good defense. They both want to run the football. It's like Greg said, it's AFC North football, excluding the Browns.
Yep. No talk about your dad's team, which aren't really the Browns. The Browns are really the Ravens.
That's true. The Steelers beat the Browns four times.
That's right. And Jeff Tuttle's team, the Packers, won by 1 point. They lucked out.
Okay.
They were lucky, weren't they, Tony?
They were lucky that the Bears didn't hit on that field goal at the end of the ball game. But, yep. You know,
how far of a field
goal? As we talk about, winners win.
Yeah.
Winners find a way to win.
Yes. That's right. They blocked the field goal, so you got to give them credit. Congratulations to them for that win.
That had to make Jeff feel a little better.
Yeah. Of course, we mentioned that the Cowboys hadn't lost this week yet, so that's all we'll talk about them. They're down the tubes. They've given up on this year, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think Dak's done. And I thought
the Razorbacks played well Saturday.
I really did, too. 20-10, they lost to the Longhorns. I was expecting it to be about 50-0.
Dak's done?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to have surgery.
You paid him, right?
Oh, they've already paid him. He's already got his money.
Yeah, he's got that money.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they better have him out in a mascot. I'd get my money's worth.
Selling popcorn or something.
Slinging hot dogs out there.
But, the Razorbacks played well in a loss. They did a good job. Got a game against Louisiana Tech at 3 o'clock Saturday that's going to be for a game they need to win to be bowl eligible.
And with the season Tech's had, I mean, they should win that ball game.
Yeah.
Tech is not very good this year.
I certainly hope they win that game because I'd hate to have it riding on going to Missouri because I think whatever his name is, what is it, Drinkwater or something
like that?
Drinkwitz or something. I think he, since he didn't get the Arkansas job, that I think he focuses on beating us.
Well, you know what is, you and I've talked about this before. What is so funny when the Arkansas fans are counting wins? You try to get an idea how many games mm-hmm. you're going to win during the season.
Mm-hmm.
They always count Missouri as a win, and they always lose to them.
Yeah, I think we've only beat them once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's an easy win.
yeah.
Well, I will tell you so far already the they have exceeded what my win total was.
Yeah, because you said four, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yep,
I did. Just to talk a little bit about something that was 60 million people were trying to watch and couldn't because it buffered all the time.
Yeah.
the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Well, I just saw Jake Paul signed to fight Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy will beat him.
Jimmy just turned 100 years old, so he's right up Jake Paul's alley.
I think they were going to dig up Muhammad Ali and fight him.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I really think it was Jake Paul that did it. Tremendous job of promotion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that come up with that. I think he's more of a promoter than he is a fighter.
He's a promoter of the highest sort. He knows they promoted this fight the way Trump won the election. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All social media.
Yeah.
All clicks. I don't want to call it bait because, but a lot of bait on mm-hmm. like social media bait, mm-hmm. Mike Tyson was releasing training footage from probably 10 years ago and stuff like that, making it seem like, a lot of that. And then of course they don't even release the rule set until the day of so that you don't have a chance to all of a sudden make plans for Monday, for Friday night. I mean, everybody was already going to stay at home. That's why everybody's mad. I stayed at home for this. Well, it is what it is. It wasn't a great broadcast. It wasn't a great fight.
Do you think this is going to end up with Netflix giving people who tried to watch it any kind of compensation?
No.
Here's the deal. They want to do NFL games.
Yeah.
How in the world can you go out and say, hey, we want to do NFL games after the debacle that was?
Well, they're going to do NFL. Yeah. They're going to at Christmas, mm-hmm. Christmas Day. Well, they're going to be –
they better
your
be,
Steelers are playing in one of
that's
them.
Right.
They
better be working on the working on it.
They got $350 billion. And then the best part is, and it might be more than that.
Billion.
They're billion. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, $350 billion is what I would. I mean, that's probably, I feel like, on the low end. And the thing about it is you've already got their subscription.
Yeah.
So there's no there's no compensation. There's no tweet saying sorry for the. They get to just be like, hey, I mean, we watched and it was just fine. It must have been your poor internet connection or like in something like that. You got 60 million people all saying that they can't watch it at once, and there's not a word from any of their social medias or technical support, anything like that.
Well, I will tell you this. It was okay to buffer that old man fight.
Yeah.
Because Jake Paul, you know, I kind of like him better than I did before the fight because he took it easy on Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I really think he did. I don't. If you watch the fight, I think he could have done whatever he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. I think he. You know, Mike was done after 30 seconds.
Sure.
He looked like the old Mike Tyson for 30 seconds, and then he was done.
But then you ask the question: what are we doing here? What did we do? I thought this was a boxing match. Like, I'm not bloodthirsty for something, but what are we doing? What kind of
making money?
Well, yeah, but that's they could have. You know, but at the end of the day, could you imagine watching any other sport where it's like, we let the junior high team play and we're just going to take it easy on them or something like that. I mean, most other sports are going to be, if it's going to be a sanctioned match by an athletic commission, you know, I just think it's just weird. The whole thing's just
weird.
The
best fight of the night was the girls' fight before the fight.
No kidding. That was a really good fight.
But yeah. I feel sorry for them. That's a WBC title on the line. And they get instead of going with DAZN or a huge payout from pay-per-views or something like that, they're stuck with Netflix, buffering, and Jake Paul. You know, I feel bad for boxing right now.
I really thought that decision went the wrong way.
You think it should have been Serrano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tyson.
No. I was talking about the ladies' fight.
Yeah. Because of the headbutting?
I just thought she won.
Yeah.
I just thought she won.
I think she was more accurate. She had better shot placement. Mm-hmm. The other one was really going wild and leading with her head, which is aggravating and one of the reasons why Evander Holyfield got his ear bit off. He likes to lead with his head, but it's not headbutting. I saw a lot of people saying headbutting, and she got a point taken away for that. And I mean, I didn't agree too much with that either. I mean, really, if she didn't have the point taken away, then that means that she would have won.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was a draw because a point got taken away. Interesting. Yeah. Match. Interesting night of fights.
It was, but I tell you, you know, you hear a little bit about the buffering now. I mean, or quite a bit, but nobody's really too upset.
Yeah.
But on Christmas Day, if it's buffering like that during NFL games, there are people going to be at Netflix's home office and wanting to burn it down.
Yeah.
Because I
don't think we'll see that problem. I don't think we'll see that problem.
You think they'll have it fixed by then?
Either that or, I mean, while no doubt the NFL game is going to be very popular to watch, it's not going to be like 65 million people all flooding it at the same exact time to watch. So I think I would feel their servers can handle it. Put some of them billions towards maybe a couple servers, you know, expanding that a little bit.
Yeah.
It was shameful, really. And we were super, I mean, that's the one good thing about the whole thing was like, oh, what's this going to mean for sports going forward? Netflix.
They're going to have a hard time convincing anyone to subscribe to watch another fight, I'll tell you that.
And they definitely aren't going to want to be doing any kind of pay-per-view, just standard subscription. Hopefully they're not going to be like, oh, for an extra $3 a month, you get to,
Yeah, they'll have to get better before they do that. But anyway,
sad fight.
It really was. It really was.
I called it perfectly.
You did perfectly.
Yeah, smart and boring of Jake Paul, which is usually how he fights.
Yeah,
he's got a few knockouts. Fun. But normally smart and boring is how he fights.
And I read somewhere, I think that was the most money ever made in Texas at a sporting event.
Is that right?
I may be wrong, but I think that's what it said.
Yeah.
Well,
he deserved it. He's got one more win in AT&T Stadium than the Cowboys do.
Perfect.
Well, it's probably time to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all got anything else?
No.
I hope I don't have to watch something like that again.
Yeah, me too.
Who do you think? Do you guys have any idea who Jake Paul should box next? iCarly or something, or is it Hannah Montana?
Well, I think Jimmy Carter is an excellent choice.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, because Jimmy's young.
They'll let him off hospice long enough to fight.
Jimmy's money will go to Helping Hands. That's exactly right.
You know, that $20 million would be well spent.
Yeah, it sure would. But I think that he's going to come up with some kind of promotion on somebody. Mm-hmm. He may fight The Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Here's one good thing I'm going to say about this is that potentially up to about three, maybe four generations of people got to see a Tyson fight live, never having been able to see that before.
Yeah.
So there is that a little bit, you know? It was terrible, but at least they got to see Mike for 30 seconds look like Mike for a second.
Yeah. Yep. Then it was no legs.
Yeah, it was no legs. No legs. He's got no legs.
He's got no legs.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr., I do like him, but
he's not a good commentator.
He's not really great on the commentator.
He got no legs.
Did you see the thing where they were making fun of Evander for getting his ear bit by Mike? Because he couldn't hear the lady. And they were like, oh, what's, you know, whatever it was.
No, I didn't see that.
I thought it was a bit of a, this is a clown show. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we appreciate everybody for helping us out and get all this information this week. And we appreciate our sponsors for all they do. Each and every week, we couldn't do it without you. And most of all, we appreciate the kids.
Absolutely.
For being there and just letting us talk about them. We're going to have a special episode next week, Thanksgiving week, and then we'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming the first week in December.
Nice.
So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.